This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And cryptocurrency is always in the news, but in the last few days, it's become more.
Because there's a lot of cryptocurrency news organizations these days, including Bitcoin.com.
Yes. And Cointelegraph, which is where our current story comes from. Evidently, yesterday or the day before or sometime recently, the orange man yelled at cryptocurrency.
Yes.
Essentially because he doesn't understand it.
Thank you, Donald. You think it's because he doesn't understand it?
Well, he
seemed to have some grasp that it was in competition with the U.S. dollar.
During the course of his little taking the Twitter, as he does, or actually, I think this was actually in some speech somewhere, he stopped to point out.
He doesn't even understand what country Americans were born in.
He says something to the effect of, I don't like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, which aren't money, because they're unregulated and they're used for illegal arms and drug sales and things like that.
Well, my favorite rebuttal to that is that Bitcoin pales in comparison to the U.S. dollar when it comes to arms and drug trades.
Right.
I mean, no. The currency of illegal arms dealers and big-time drug dealers, it's not Bitcoin, ladies and gentlemen. It's the U.S. dollar. So if we're going to go after a currency for being, you know, the currency of drug dealers and kidnappers and whatever the hell these disparagers wish to call Bitcoin, you need to go after the dollar first, because that's where the problem is.
Well, I mean, that's exactly it. We've had think tanks and various governmental organizations come out and say, oh, yeah, by the way, there's no terrorist organizations that are regularly making use of Bitcoin. There are no drug dealers that are regularly making use of cryptocurrency. But you still have these other governmental branches that are like, no, used for drugs.
Well, crypto certainly is used on the dark internet, the dark net, to acquire drugs. But largely, it's my understanding, I've been to Silk Road, but the original one, so it's probably been close to 10 years since I went.
Just to take a look.
Just to take a look, quite seriously.
Yeah.
I felt like as a journalist, I need to, if you call me a journalist, as a commentator who talks about these issues, I need to go and take a look at this just to see what it is. It wasn't 10 years ago because Bitcoin... We didn't talk about Bitcoin until 2010, so maybe 2012 or something like that, I went on to Silk Road and took a look to see what it was like there. And, what I saw was people buying what they, being able to buy sort of usable amounts of drugs, not, getting the amount of drugs that turned them into a drug dealer, the amount of drugs that, they wanted to consume. And that's not... At that point, you're talking about something entirely different.
I would agree.
You're talking about people who are increasing their convenience in getting drugs and reducing the harm in their lives from the drugs, because it's not the equivalent of bathtub gin anymore. These things are tested. You've got a drug dealer who's getting ratings. That's a big deal. You don't get ratings from, the guy down that you're buying off the street corner. There are no ratings for that. So this is making the world quantifiably a safer place. And the politicians don't like that. Why? Especially in the United States. Because they want drugs to be unsafe.
They do.
Drugs provide work for their friends, the drug dealers and the cops. Don't you tell me, ladies and gentlemen, that you don't believe that drug dealers give... campaign contributions to politicians.
Oh, yes.
Don't you tell me that, because you're not that much of a fool. These people with big money, they're buying politicians. Why? How do I know that? Because they always have and they always will. Drug dealers want drugs to be illegal.
Because absolutely.
That drives up their profit margins.
The legalization of pot has been more destructive to the illicit cannabis trade than anything else could possibly have been.
Yeah, I mean...
This is why the major kingpins don't typically go down in flames. They don't typically wind up in jail. This is why the Silk Road and Ross Ulbricht were made martyrs by the state. It's because the drug dealers want these things to be illegal, because that's... Nobody is going to buy $5 of unknown, untested pot when they can go to the store, buy it legally, and know exactly what they're getting. Just like we don't go out into the streets to buy homemade aspirin, because we just go to the store and buy it, and we don't have to worry that it's going to, you know, make our eyes bleed.
Yeah, I don't. I've only been in one pot store that seemed like the pricing was still pretty high. I don't know about $5 quantities or anything like that. I just don't know. I'm not consuming marijuana, whether it's legal or illegal, any more or less than I ever would, which is to say, I just don't do that stuff anymore. I did when I was younger. I don't do it anymore. If I feel like doing it, I would, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't do cannabis either.
Neither do I.
There you go. So you got three people not doing cannabis, talking about it being legalized, because, well, it should be. You should be free to use whatever medication or drugs you want to use, so long as you deal with the consequences.
I mean, MDMA...
The consequences, now, you rob me to get the money for whatever, or you hit me in your car, then I think you should be responsible for your actions, and it doesn't matter to me what drugs you were doing, you're responsible for your actions.
Certainly. And, you know, it's worse than that, because there are these man-made drugs like MDMA, GBT, and all of these others that... are party drugs, they're fun drugs, they're recreational drugs, but if made incorrectly, they can be devastatingly lethal in extremely small doses. If you were to be able to send it off to some lab, which you can do now to get it tested or something like that, you mitigate a lot of those illegal consequences, but it's still illegal, and you have to run the risk of the FBI or the post office just intercepting what you're trying to get sent tested.
Yeah.
It's only a problem because it's illegal. Otherwise, you could just go down to the store and be like, I want some MDMA tonight, in the same way that you buy alcohol, not worried that it's tainted with arsenic.
But Aria, how are we going to fill the prisons if drugs are illegal?
That's a real issue, because...
With the drugs that people are going to buy.
The drugs. Right. I mean, you know, they've got this huge prison industrial complex, and if you were to legalize drugs tomorrow, I think, just guessing... You're talking about everybody who's in for drug crimes, which is probably about half the prison population,
yeah,
from what we
half.
Can tell. And then you're talking about everybody who's in prison for committing crimes to get drugs. So the guy who's robbing the liquor store in order to get some crack or whatever, you know, the scenario is. A lot of those people wouldn't be there either. So you're talking about cutting prison population in short order, because obviously you'd have to cycle through those people. The people that are still in for robbing a liquor store aren't going to get out because drugs are illegal. They have to cycle up. But in a generation, you probably would have about a fifth as much crime and therefore a fifth as much, incarceration.
Cut crime by 80%, legalize drugs. There you go.
Yeah, but then, according to these people, you would just have more people on drugs.
Maybe.
Yeah, so what?
Maybe you would have more people on drugs. Maybe you wouldn't. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't see any reason why we would. I don't need the government telling me not to shoot up heroin.
I know.
If it was legal tomorrow, I'd be like, oh, well, heroin's legal, so I might as well just go out and shoot it in my veins. No.
I tend to think there's this amount of people who, say, when it comes to marijuana specifically, are probably doing marijuana that weren't doing it before, but it's not a very large percentage. And I think that probably goes down when you're talking about things like heroin, which has a pretty bad rap. This is a destructive drug, and it's a poor life choice to say, I'd like to develop a habit to do this.
Well, nobody wants to develop a habit, you know.
Well,
nobody wants to develop.
When you pick up the cigarette, you kind of know what's going to happen.
I'm not sure that's true. Because, I mean, most of these smokers that I know started when they were like 12 or 13 years old.
12 and 13 year olds know what a habit is.
I didn't.
My dad smoked every day of my life, and I decided to start smoking.
I think I probably had some peripheral awareness of it, but I didn't realize that, you know, I was 10 years later, I was going to be waking up, and if I didn't have my cigarette immediately, I was going to be wanting to choke someone.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
I didn't recognize that at that age. I didn't. I would not have signed on for that if I knew what it was.
That's
truly going to be
like. Problem
with
childhood.
855-450-3733.
You know who likes being bossed around by a wife, girlfriend, or boss at work? No one. Living a life like that won't make you happy. There's another way to live. You can live a life where you have full financial and sexual freedom and do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm, and join in on the conversation there. Always something being said that's of interest. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Michael.
And Mark.
And we were going to get into this story about how the orange man doesn't like Bitcoin. And the Treasury, the Secretary of the Treasury is like, oh, yeah, I don't like Bitcoin either. But, you know, really, that's not news.
Right. The government doesn't like the currency that was created to take that power away from the government.
Yeah. And, you know.
No surprise.
Ducks go quack.
Yeah.
The state doesn't like the thing that was invented to undermine the power of the state.
But if you have thoughts on that, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And, well.
And we would love to know, because to me, cryptocurrency is probably, and I'm not just saying this because cryptocurrency is very kind to me, but it's the way that we establish economic freedom, as I was talking about earlier in regard to the economic means versus the productive means. It's the way that we acquire economic freedom, which
yes.
is all freedom.
It is absolutely the most exciting thing I've seen in
the Liberty
decades,
Movement ever.
In the Liberty Movement, as far as obtaining that economic freedom. I went through the 2000s where you had one thing after another get shut down by the government. The Liberty Dollar, the Liberty Reserve. Do you remember that one?
I don't remember Liberty Reserve, no.
That was a... what was he doing? He was...
He was attempting the same sort of thing, essentially,
right.
to undermine the power of the government, to provide people with economic stability and economic security that the state couldn't just destroy on a whim.
But they were all based on fiat currencies, and cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and Litecoin Dash, all up Monero, all the ones that have come after it, are not based on the state, and the state is having a lot of trouble controlling them. And that's what makes them so. That's what makes them so exciting, and something that you really need to look into.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Lee calling in from Jackson. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
All right. First, I wanted to say this has nothing to do with Orange Man. All right. Listen, if anybody has wanted to do anything for our economy, Trump has been doing everything and anything he can to boost our economy. Cryptocurrency, I understand, is supposed to be a way to skirt the man or whatever, but that is not the case. Really, you're still going to be taxed. It's still going to be the same fiat that you're totally against.
If you really want to go back
to the basics, what you need to do is get into free trade, which is honest to God capitalism right from
the
beginning.
Yep.
And everybody works and pays their own way with what they produce and they can do with. Cryptocurrency is manipulated fiat currency.
It's not a fiat currency. Because the government doesn't say that it isn't made by a fiat, right? Like it's not.
Not yet, but it is controlled by somebody. It is controlled by somebody. It is manipulated.
Nope. Markets might be manipulated in so much as like the gold markets and silver markets are manipulated.
I remember just recently a guy had people digging all over Great Britain looking for a computer because there was a hard drive with.
Yep.
A bunch
on there. Yeah.
It's the same deal, man.
It's not the same thing. It's not even close. And I'm sorry that you're mistaken on this. But you know, let me explain the difference.
I get what you're saying.
Well, the important part here is when there was a financial collapse just about a decade ago, the big banks were too big to fail were given a whole bunch of money by the Federal Reserve. Now, when my business had trouble. Well, yeah, I don't care who's doing it, but when my business was in trouble, they didn't send me a check. They only cared about the banks. They didn't send the rest of us that kind of money. You can't do that with Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a scarce resource. They cannot make more of it. There's only going to ever be 21 million of them.
Who says? The program.
The code itself.
You cannot change that.
You can change code. You can change
code, but the thing about Bitcoin
but it won't be Bitcoin then.
You have to get everyone to agree to it.
Or at least 51% of them. I mean, we didn't get everyone to agree to it, and that's why we have Bitcoin Cash
now. Now, see, that's the fallacy in all of this, because if that were the case, then the free market and Wall Street would be way more easily manipulated.
Wall Street is not the free market.
Well, hey, we're talking about tradable things, right?
Uh-huh.
And, sure. Okay, so you the code can't be changed, this can't be traded, this can't... It can. It can be traded. It can be changed.
It's trade, but it can't be traded. It's unlikely that you can... They couldn't even get the agreement for a block size change, let alone the amount of, you know, to change the amount that's ever going to be produced. I don't think they could do it.
This is the equivalent of attempting to change the chemical composition of silver. That's what changing the code
Well, that's
means.
Impossible. I mean... Sure. So it's the difference between highly unlikely and like when I say highly unlikely,
changing a chemical composition and
yes,
then changing
you are changing
no,
the composition of Bitcoin
totally different thing.
In order to do it. It's not at all. You're modifying the composition.
I would almost put it on the same part as like our election machines. Oh, that could never be tampered with. It could never be tampered with.
Well, that's ridiculous. We know that the elections can easily be tampered with, and we can show how it can be done. Now, what you're saying is true.
It's just an algorithm. It's just to be the code.
No, look, you're a person who doesn't know about coding talk about coding. Yes, Bitcoin could be changed.
Believe me, I know about coding.
However, then you have not looked and for taken 1 second to look at Bitcoin. If you know about code and you're claiming that Bitcoin can be changed, you haven't taken one moment to look at Bitcoin because it's open source, and the likelihood of the number of Bitcoins, the $21 million cap ever being changed is remote.
How many times have we already heard about Bitcoin being hacked from numerous?
Bitcoin has never been hacked.
Bitcoin has never been hacked.
There has been issues with Bitcoins being stolen and hacked.
Bitcoins have been stolen in the same way that banks have been robbed, but that doesn't mean that the U.S. dollar doesn't work anymore.
I mean, that's the same thing with the U.S. dollar we've already dealt with for years and years and years. I mean, that's kind of the same.
So because somebody robs a bank, the U.S. dollar doesn't work.
Right. We no longer say, well, you know, the U.S. dollar is broken, somebody robbed a bank. It's a fallacy that we would certainly not say. And so with Bitcoin, you can't say Bitcoin's been hacked. The software itself.
Well, if the U.S. dollar can't work and that can get hacked, then obviously Bitcoin is kind of like a fallacy along the way.
All right, man.
Lee, thank you so much for the call.
Way confused.
It's been years since I had a call like that.
I couldn't do anything but laugh, honestly. So bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, your point is absolutely right. Oh, no. Somebody stole some USD out of somebody's wallet. Clearly, USD doesn't work as a currency. It's a fallacy. Everything's a fallacy. It's the fallacy here at Fallacy Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know. You've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now. Come back if you want. Don't come back. It's okay, too. But if you're not happy, you can leave.
President Trump answers reporters' questions at a Made in America event at the White House, the president tweeting over the weekend, AOC, and Congresswomen Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley should go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came.
But do you think the tweets were racist? Not at all.
Now the four progressive lawmakers holding a news conference on Capitol Hill, AOC telling reporters,
weak minds and leaders challenge loyalty to our country in order to avoid challenging and debating the policy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And as we were about to get into, Orange Man, bad. Orange Man say stupid things. Sometimes about cryptocurrency, sometimes about people in Congress. And evidently, President Trump recently told four U.S. Congresswomen of color, according to BBC, to go back to the countries from which they came, and some Americans have been sharing their own experiences.
I think you said go back to where they came from.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, that could mean just go back to your, you know, get out of Washington, D.C. and go back to your, you know, your little home area or whatever.
So he didn't specify country.
Right.
He just said go back to where you came from.
Right.
Okay.
And I mean, usually when somebody says that, what they mean is go back to your home country, whatever that is.
Right. I'm so sorry. This other minority basically has to hear, if you don't like it, you can just go to Somalia.
Right. That was the point that I made on our Facebook page today at Facebook.freetalklive.com is that, oh, I'm really sorry for the Democrats to feel so bad for getting told to get the hell out of here when libertarians get told that constantly.
Yeah, every day.
You know, if it isn't, well, what about the roads? It's, well, why don't you go to Somalia? If you don't like government so much, well, you know, a failed state that has had its attempts at a government undermined by the United States, the UK, and UN member states repeatedly, isn't some libertarian paradise. It's just a failed state, okay? And that, and all states are in some level of failure.
Absolutely,
that is the nature of of being, you know? Anything, everything is in a state of deterioration. All states are in a state of failure. So, you know, libertarians, there's nothing special about us. All we want is better governance. And all we understand is that the way that you get the best service is through competition. We're not claiming that there should be no government. We're claiming that that government shouldn't be a monopoly. Are you an idiot to say that we need a monopoly to stop monopolies from getting control? I mean, you know.
Well, that is what leftists claim. You know, they want to create this super corporation.
Yes.
To prevent corporations from doing the things that corporations do. It's absolute, right, unbridled insanity.
Right, and the claim is they don't have any power over a corporation. And they have, you know, the power of influence over corporations.
The government charters all the corporations.
Well, that much is true. But
the government has the guns.
When you speak about it, like, you consider your vote to be a value? I mean, you have influence over the government so much as you get to say things, but they still steal your money. No corporation has ever taken your money from you. Only the government can do that.
Certainly not at the point of a gun, at least. And if they do take their money from you, it's because they used the state in order to do it, like,
right,
with the Affordable Care Act, which was insurance companies robbing the American people. It was done because the state is there and the state was willing to do it in order to enrich these corporations that you morons want to make part of the state, presumably to make their robbing us even easier. That's the only outcome to this.
Very
welcome
true
to fascism.
So, one BBC reader said that the incident was reminiscent of an experience on a London bus in 1975 when a white woman accusingly said, "You foreigners, why don't you go back to your country?" We were foreign students. We felt petrified. We immediately got off the bus on the next stop. She didn't wish to reveal her name, saying that racism is ugly, ignorant, and hurtful, and unfortunately, it's everywhere.
Okay, so one ruins one's case when one uses the term racism inappropriately. So it is, this isn't racism. This is xenophobia. This is jingoism. This is a variety of things that aren't racism. Racism is the belief that one race, right, this artificially constructed idea, and I say that because
let's call it a social construct.
Yeah, it is a social.
Gender.
It really is a social construct.
It is.
The social construct that is race, and I'm not saying it's not true. Like, you can look at somebody and say, that person, some people you can look at and say, that's a black guy. You can look at that. That's a white guy.
But it's all a gradient, and where we put those lines is completely and totally arbitrary.
It's true. It's the truth, right? Where the lines are. You know, a good friend of mine is my best friend. I was his best man at his wedding. Is, you know, his dad was black, his mom was white, and he's got wavy hair like a black man. He has skin that's about my tone, and he has freckles on his nose. So, but his nose is wide like a black man's nose. And, you know, what is he? I don't know. It's up to you to decide that at a given point. But either way, it's a construct. And when it comes to determining what racism is the belief that one race is superior at a particular act than another. So if you say that the black people are better at basketball, that's racism. If you say white people are smarter than black people, that's racism. If you say Jews are good with money, all right, I would call it an ethnic, you know, overstepping, because I don't really think it was a race, but whatever, you could call that racism.
Sure.
I
would call it racism.
To say, go back to where you came from is not racism.
It's nationalism.
It's something, right? It's ethnocentricism, you know,
it's the same sort of thing.
It's culturalism.
We've created this arbitrary boundary between these various groups, and I want your group to go over there when that group isn't even real. It's a sort of insanity, I would think, a confusion about what reality is and what actually exists and what doesn't. They look at races, they look at nations, they look at all of these things that are just human constructs, just social constructs. And they go, this thing is important. This is what matters. You people, you're interfering with the natural order, not realizing that this natural order is a figment of their imagination.
Right, and I'm not here defending what Trump said. What I'm saying is that when you immediately jump to throwing down the race card, there are people who are annoyed at the race card, okay? I'm sorry. Not everything is racism, and not everybody you disagree with is Hitler, all right? Like, these are the arguments of children. Stop acting like children if you want to be taken seriously.
I don't know if they can. Like, shortly after
right,
the
this
Trump
is a
election.
Trump, this is the Trump derangement syndrome, as it's spoken of. And this guy plays these people like fiddles.
He does.
It's amazing.
Just like, after the 2016 election, I saw a picture of a woman that was trending on Twitter where she had taken her feces and written F. Trump on her bathroom counter in her feces.
In poop.
This is a new level of derangement, people.
I saw a tattoo.
This is a grown adult. I mean, that tattoos at least. This is a grown adult
playing with their poo
in their poo.
Yes.
Someone got a tattoo that said "Trump is not my blank president," where blank is a very profane word
that you cannot say on the radio.
Well, he's not mine either. He just says he is.
Well, yeah, I mean, ultimately, that's what the president is a person who claims to be in charge of you.
Right.
Now, for me, Trump provides a level of entertainment.
He is very entertaining.
He's good
the wettest we've ever seen. This is the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of the water. That was what he said following one of the hurricanes. I don't remember now which one. I think it was North Carolina.
That is glorious.
Yeah, he's standing there on the White House lawn. Well, this is the wettest one we've ever seen from the standpoint of the water.
What?
More rainfall than any other? I don't know.
We draw huge crowds. I don't have an organ. Elton John, he's got an organ. I don't have one except the mouth and hopefully the brain that's attached to the mouth. That's the instrument. Well, we don't have instruments.
He says some great things. But what I mean is I just like to watch the the people with the Trump derangement syndrome. And I didn't coin that term. It's just true. To watch these people just like seethe, like grind their teeth. They're going crazy. And now that the Democratic nomination process is in full blow, like Facebook, I just can't even take it seriously anymore. Because I've got plenty of friends who just lost their minds over Trump. By the way, the likelihood of a seated president losing losing an election while the economy is good, it's pretty close to nil. I mean, it's nearly impossible. If there's a third party, if there's a third candidate comes in and appeals to Republican voters, because what they want is they want these liberal candidates. We need, Bernie Sanders in the form of a woman, only younger, or whatever it is that they want. By the way, Warren is my guess for who's going to win this.
Biden.
Right. That's not going to win. Sorry.
855-450-3733. Let us know what you think. It's 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. If you quick, you can still get in on the lines. The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live with you tonight. It's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark. Want to thank Joe Schull, who is an amplifier. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can do what Joe has done, which is to support Free Talk Live. All we ask for is for $5 a month. We only use the money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And as a result, we're on more than 200 radio stations, and we get more than 100,000 downloads per month on our podcast. And that's a pretty nice thing to be able to say. And I want to say thanks to all the amplifiers, including Joe Schull. So thanks, amplifiers. Thanks, Joe Schull. Amp.freetalklive.com.
And we've been discussing here various times that according to the headline, it's Americans were told to go home or go back. But it immediately begins off with people from the United Kingdom rather than people who are Americans. But in a three-tweet thread on Sunday, Mr. Trump accused the four Democratic congresswomen of viciously criticizing him in the United States. Not sure I really see what the problem is with that.
Well,
isn't that, I mean, I realize nobody really likes criticism, but
yeah, Trump doesn't take it well.
No, he does not. Three of them on Friday spoke out about conditions in a migrant detention center they had visited, describing alleged mistreatment happening under American flags. I prefer the term concentration camp, but let's move on. Although the president did not name them, it was clear he was referring to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley, I guess, and then Ilhan Omar, who came.
I'm familiar with that name.
I'm not familiar with most of them.
AOC and Omar, I'm familiar with.
His remarks have sparked condemnation in the U.S. and abroad.
His remarks spark condemnation for everything the guy says.
That is very true. They do not like it when he says a thing.
It's true. Anything. If he opens his mouth, it is unacceptable.
When he takes to Twitter, it's unacceptable.
So before we get back into what these people have to say about times they experienced that, let's go to the phones. We got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark's wrong as usual.
Oh, boy. What'd I do?
I got something else, but I can't resist. Your your definition of racism is not even close.
Okay, what's your definition of racism? Because as I understand,
I don't have one. I'd probably just look it up in the dictionary. But what you said is not accurate. But
the belief that a race is superior to another, one race is superior to another—that's racism.
No, and I want to. Well, yeah, that is. But you made some other.
Some examples.
You gave some analogies, which are not accurate analogies. But let's do that second. What I want to do first is, speaking of racism, Penn and Teller, and Weinstein and Epstein. Oh, Epstein, that's what I'm after. Oh, Dershowitz. I forgot Dershowitz. He's in there too. But Epstein, let's pick on him. He has a New Mexico connection, right?
I don't know.
His ranch. His ranch that he has out here that he traffics young girls to, and okay. amongst other locations.
I know he's in Palm Beach, I think, too.
Yeah, I just wanted a piece of my work product that I haven't heard anyone else say. I came up with it or occurred to me long ago, and I had the opportunity to share it on George Norrie's program on Coast to Coast. Let me share, and I was going to share it with you guys first, but Ian let my call die on hold that day. The Epstein. Where he takes his little girls to have sex with him, the piece of property that he bought out in New Mexico, the 7,000, 10,000 acres, whatever, that he bought from the former governor of New Mexico, Gary King's the son, the attorney general that ran for governor and failed, Bruce King. And then there was some confusion whether he bought it from King or from another governor named Tony Anaya.
He's courted presidents before, so I mean, having courted a governor really isn't the worst of his political connections.
So he bought this land from the political structure controllers here in New Mexico, one governor, and then there's another governor involved. Oh, and then Bill Richard, he donated to Bill Richardson and Gary King when he was running for governor after his dad had been governor. And coincidentally, all three of those, Bill Richardson, Gary King, and Tony Anaya, I've had interactions with all of them, and Richardson's on my Facebook. But anyway, so he named this ranch the Zorro Ranch, and nobody yet has, besides myself that I can tell, has noted the Zorro Ranch. Zorro film, Errol Flynn, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What did Errol Flynn like to do in his off time?
I don't know.
He liked to diddle little girls.
Is that so? Didn't know.
Along with Ron Hubbard.
Why would we know this?
All right.
why would you know this?
Yeah. You asked it like it was going to be common knowledge or something like that.
What is common knowledge? You're just too young, little boy. Everybody knows that Errol Flynn diddled little girls along with L. Ron Hubbard. Anyway, the point is that
I'm sitting here with two people who are older than me, neither of whom seem to be aware of that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's common enough that ask around, people will know. Anyway, he named this ranch the Zorro Ranch.
Yeah.
And where do you come up with Zorro? You know, it just happens to be a coincidence that if you ask anybody who knows the name Zorro, the first thing that comes to mind in the greatest number of people is Errol Flynn. And Errol Flynn liked to diddle little girls, just like Jeffrey Epstein likes to diddle little girls. And so I'm suggesting that Epstein named
the
ranch.
That's a reasonable stance.
I would agree. I mean, he named his jet the Lolita Express, and right. Lolita was about an older man.
It's a literary reference, yeah.
Yeah.
And a younger one, yeah.
So I guess that I'm going to assume that's true about Errol Flynn. And I mean, of course. I mean, he drew.
Doesn't surprise me. So the thing about that, let's not act like this is entirely weird, all right? The reason...
Thanks for the call, David.
Yeah, thanks for the call. The reason that people are so upset with Epstein is because it's socially unacceptable for a man, you know, to be associated with, a woman so much younger than him or whatever. But, I mean, throughout most of human history, we called this what it was. These 14, 15, 16-year-old women, we called them what they were. Biological adults. They were adults. They were treated like adults because they were adults. Now,
sure,
things have changed, and certainly preferences and that kind of thing. I'm not saying that what he did was delightful by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying that, hey, this is kind of normal stuff as far as from a human sexual standpoint.
I mean, generally speaking, a girl is going to look about the same at 18 as she did at 16.
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate. Sure.
You're not going to notice. She's not going to suddenly mature and you're like, oh, okay, well, now I'm sexually attracted to her. No, and you're lying to yourself and to everyone else if you say, oh, this girl, she's so hot at 18, but 2 years ago when she was 16, no, I had no attraction to her whatsoever. You're lying to yourself at minimum.
Right. Obviously, you have the attraction. This is part of why I think he's a sicko, though, is because if he wanted to do what he did, he could have done it with 18-year-olds. He didn't have to have 14, 15, 16-year-olds or whatever. He didn't have to have that. He could have had all the 18-year-olds he could consume.
Or in most cases, 16-year-olds.
Depending on the state you're in,
That's what I meant to say, and in most states.
Yeah.
Or maybe not most. I don't have to
I don't know
what the numbers
right
are, but in some states.
In some states, is all he had to do is live in a state, and I think that Florida would be one of those states. I'm not 100% sure. I can tell you that there was a time in my life when I had a girlfriend, and we were physical in Florida, and that we went from being legal, the act that we were doing went from being legal to illegal to legal again over the course of 6 months. Because she was 15 when I was 16, I turned 17, and then she turned 16.
Oh, yeah, it's a two-age limit or something like that if both parties
like
are
that,
under
yeah.
the age of consent. Yeah. Whatever, it's totally, totally asinine. And that's not to say I condone it or I approve of it or anything like that, but it's a weird heel for people to plant their flags on and then to lie to themselves and insist that, no, there's no sexual attraction whatsoever to a 16-year-old girl. They have to be at least 18 before I suddenly get excited. It's nonsense. Whether or not you're willing to act on that is a very different thing, or to pursue it, or to...
Sure, this is what self-control is.
Right.
Right, and that much is obvious. You have self-control in all the other parts of your day. Why wouldn't you have self-control there? I think the dude's, a sicko. I also think he's very interesting and has lots of information. So I don't know. I'm curious as to what justice is going to look like with Mr. Epstein.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow, every single night, 7 nights a week. Go over to freetalklive.com. Listen to the show archives going back almost 10 years. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.